I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Today is Friday, June 24th. We have two major things to tell you about gun laws. There's a bipartisan bill that has now passed the Senate and a new ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court. Also, what was once the most popular vaping product in the U.S. is now not even allowed on the market. We'll explain the FDA's new ban. Plus, how Instagram is verifying your age with a face scan. Who went first in the NBA draft, and where the biggest pride parade in the U.S. is happening this weekend. Those stories and more next. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The full U.S. Senate did something that was considered unthinkable only a few months ago. Senators officially passed a bill on one of the most contentious topics in American politics, guns. This is the compromise that includes enhanced background checks for gun buyers under 21, incentives for states to implement red flag laws that lets courts temporarily take guns from people deemed dangerous, funding for mental health, school safety, and violence prevention, and more. The final vote came down 65-33, with more than a dozen Republicans joining all the Democrats in voting yes. Already, lawmakers in the U.S. House say they plan to start working on this bill this morning, and soon it's expected to pass there, too. President Biden also says he plans to sign it. The U.S. Supreme Court made its first major gun decision in more than a decade, expanding the right of Americans to carry guns in public. In a 6-3 decision, the justices struck down a New York law. That state law said people must prove they have a need for carrying a weapon in public, like for hunting or a job where you carry cash, before they could get a concealed carry license. But most of the justices said that rule violated the Second Amendment right to bear arms. California, Hawaii, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and Rhode Island all have laws similar to New York's. So those laws are expected to be challenged soon, too. Though to be clear, just because the Supreme Court said people don't need to justify their need for a gun, states can still require people to go through other steps, like a background check or training, to get a license. The decision also does not change the fact that guns can be restricted in certain places, like courthouses. This Supreme Court term ends in just 1 week, and the justices still have 9 decisions left to announce. So expect more big news in the coming days about abortion, immigration, environmental protection, and more. In the latest public hearing, the January 6th committee laid out evidence of how former President Trump leaned on the Justice Department to help him hold on to power. And that's a big deal, since the DOJ is really supposed to be nonpartisan. A few different former officials from the DOJ testified that they analyzed Trump's allegations of election fraud, but they found there was no fraud and said they told the then president and his team that many times. Still, they say Trump refused to believe them. And they say he wanted them to take action, like seize voting machines, file a lawsuit in the Supreme Court, hold a news conference announcing a formal investigation, or send letters to swing states saying they had concerns about election results. But the DOJ officials wouldn't do any of that. So they say the former president brought in new people to help push his narrative, like former Assistant Attorney General Jeffrey Clark, who they say was the only senior official at the agency who supported Trump's efforts to keep the presidency. The officials told the committee that Trump wanted to make Clark attorney general since Clark wanted to launch a special formal investigation into election fraud and do other things the other officials would not. Just yesterday, federal investigators searched Clark's home. They wouldn't say exactly what they were looking for, but Clark told Fox News they took all the electronics from his house. Also, during yesterday's hearing, a former White House aide said several Republican Congress members asked Trump for presidential pardons in exchange for helping him, although it's not clear what they would actually need pardons for since none of them were ever convicted of a crime. And a couple of them have said the testimony was not true, that they actually never requested those pardons. Yesterday's hearing was the fifth in the series, since the committee is trying to show how far Trump and his allies went to overturn the 2020 election, efforts they say directly led to the violence at the Capitol on January 6th. Still, former President Trump says he did nothing to incite that riot. And he says the lawmakers on the January 6th committee are only investigating him to draw attention away from other crises. The next hearing is expected to happen next month. Title IX could soon get a big boost from the federal government. If you're not familiar, Title IX is a federal civil rights law that bans schools and certain programs like sports from discriminating against anyone because of their sex. It's been around for 50 years, but exactly how it's interpreted has changed a few times. Now, the current Education Department is proposing an expansion with some amendments. The updated policy would, for the first time, cover allegations of pregnancy-related harassment and discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. Also, for now, Title IX is only brought up if there are allegations so severe that they might limit someone's opportunity to participate. But this proposal would lower that bar, so it would apply to any conduct that might create a hostile environment for people who are able to participate. It would also include reports of incidents that happen off campus. And it would take away one controversial rule added by the last Education Department under the Trump administration. That one said both the accused and the accuser should be questioned by each other's lawyers in cross-examination at a live hearing. Under the new rules, that would be allowed but not required. And that's just to name a few sticking points. Before the new framework actually goes into effect, it has to go through a process for public comment. A final ruling is expected in 2 months. By the way, the Education Department also says it will issue a separate proposal on whether and how to address transgender students' eligibility for certain sports teams. So stay tuned. For the second time this month, the U.S. government is forgiving $6 billion of student debt. The Biden administration is canceling loans for about 200,000 students who went to one of more than 150 schools and say they were the victims of fraud. Many of their schools are for-profit colleges and vocational programs that have since gone out of business. The settlement still has to be approved by a federal judge, but it's already considered a big step toward the White House's goal of clearing some of these outstanding claims. All right, we have more news for you coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor, Rothy's. One of the things I love about my Rothy's shoes is their versatility. Rothy's work great with every outfit. I can put on my pointed toe black flats with yoga pants to walk around the block or grab a quick lunch, or wear my red Rothy's flats with jeans or dressier pants for a work conference or night out. Or I love wearing my Rothy's white lace-up sneakers for traveling and commuting because they make it easy to walk around the airport and keep my feet warm on the plane, all while allowing me to stay stylish on the go. And really, I can wear any of my Rothy's shoes in any of these scenarios and beyond. They're all comfortable, they're all cute, and they all bring me compliments almost every time I wear them. Plus, you know that I love Rothy's focus on sustainability. So, your new favorite shoes are waiting. Discover the versatile styles you can wear absolutely anywhere and get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's Rothys, rothys.com/newsworthy for $20 off your first order. rothys.com/newsworthy. The FDA has ordered the e-cigarette company Juul Labs to take all of its products off the market in the U.S. The FDA says Juul has not submitted enough evidence that its devices are safe. It's a major blow to the one-time popular e-cigarette pioneer. Juul plans to fight back with an appeal, though. The company argues it has provided evidence that its e-cigarettes are a better alternative to traditional cigarettes. But after a 2-year data review, the FDA says the data was insufficient and conflicting. The agency is telling retailers to take Juul products off store shelves and consumers to look for alternatives. You'll remember the FDA already banned the sales of all sweet and fruity e-cigarette cartridges back in 2020. Instagram is testing a new tool that uses a video selfie and artificial intelligence to help verify or at least estimate a user's age. When teenagers try to edit their birth date to show themselves as 18 or older, they're asked to verify their age on the platform, and they can send in ID cards. But now Instagram is testing two more options. ask a few adult Instagram friends to vouch for their ages, or submit a video selfie to be analyzed. For the video selfie, Instagram will share an image from that video with another company called Yoti, whose tech will look at facial features to estimate how old the user is. Then both companies say they delete the data sent. It comes as the social media app has faced some criticism from privacy and child safety experts. Really, all Instagram users are supposed to be at least 13 years old, though Instagram still does not verify a user's age when an account is first created. NBA teams have picked their newest star basketball players to go to the pros. The NBA draft happened last night in Brooklyn, the first in-person draft in 3 years. The Orlando Magic had the first pick of the night, and the team went with 19-year-old Paolo Banchero from Duke University. He was actually considered a surprise number one pick, but the Magic's president said, quote, "We feel he was the best player in college basketball." Most mock drafts expected Gonzaga's Chet Holmgren or Auburn's Jabari Smith to go first. And they actually weren't too far off. Holmgren went second to the Oklahoma City Thunder, and the Houston Rockets picked Smith at number three. The next NBA season starts this October. It's the final weekend of Pride Month, and that means 3 days of celebrating the LGBTQ community all around the country. New York City is holding the biggest Pride parade in North America on Sunday. That event alone typically attracts tens of thousands of participants and millions of spectators. But this weekend, there are even more events in New York City, like a street fair called Pride Fest and a two-day music festival called Pride Island. Other big Pride parades, festivals, and parties are happening this weekend, too, in places like San Francisco, Seattle, Denver, Houston, and Chicago. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, a quick word from our sponsor. There are at least two sides to every story, but if you want to hire great talent for your business faster, there's one way to do it. You need Indeed. Indeed is the number one job site in the world with more total visits than any other job site, according to ComScore. In fact, in this minute I've been talking to you, 16 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. Why? Because Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. You can find great talent faster through time-saving tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. I always appreciate tools that make my life easier and more efficient. And with Instant Match, over 80% of employers get quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job, according to Indeed data in the U.S. So start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/newsworthy. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/newsworthy. Indeed.com/newsworthy. Terms and conditions apply. Pay per qualified applicant not available for all users. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Now back to Feel Good Friday. One champion swimmer recently set a Guinness World Record, and she did it while raising awareness and collecting trash along the way. Merle Livon is also known as the Eco Mermaid, and earlier this month, she set the record for the farthest swim while wearing a monofin, basically like a mermaid tail. She swam 26.2 miles with it on over the course of 11 hours and 54 minutes off the coast of Florida. Livon wanted to do it that way, since that's how dolphins and other marine animals swim without the help of two legs and two arms. She says that part is okay, but what makes her angry is that many have to do it with plastic in their stomachs. So during her record-breaking swim, Livon picked up pieces of trash from the water and threw them into a kayak that was paddling alongside her so she could properly throw them away later. Now she hopes her swim raises awareness about environmental pollution, especially plastics in the ocean. As she put it, quote, "At the end of the day, this isn't just about a record. It's about helping the community and the world." We'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode. Then join us again Monday for your next news roundup. For now, thank you so much for listening and have a great weekend.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.